The 2015 NFL season will culminate in February with a historic milestone of Super Bowl 50 at Levi's Stadium in California. In the 49-year history of the Super Bowls, under 100 players have participated in four or more of the big games for the same team. The Purple are privileged to call 11 of them as members of the Minnesota Vikings.
We grew to believe in ourselves and our coaches that we were going to win football games. We did not go out on the football field thinking that we were going to get beat. All of a sudden, we were there to win, and we won a lot of games. And that was a feeling that you have to have. You know, you have to feel like you're the best guy in that position or the best team on the field.
The Vikings were one of the most dominating teams in football during the 1970s. While they never won a title, the team made it to four Super Bowls in an eight-year stretch in the most successful era in team history. To honor these legendary teams, the Vikings and the NFL brought back the 11 proud members who played in all four of the big games.
Well, it's always great to, you know, be around the guys that we were coaching them and they were playing for us referring to, you know, talking about playing in a Super Bowl, and so primarily seeing the different players.
The players were honored at the game on Sunday and had an opportunity to catch up and reflect on the old days and the successful time in Vikings history, a time when the Purple People Eaters formed one of the most intimidating defensive units in NFL history, a group that brought three future Hall of Famers and were the guiding force to a decade of success.
We played zones, covered our, stayed in our zones, and we knew that the quarterback was going to have 3 seconds or not much more than 3 seconds to pass. We just knew that the quarterback was going to be very nervous because Jim Marshall or Carl Eller or Alan Page or Gary Larson were going to be all over, and that's normally what happened.
Led by one of the greatest defenses in the game and a feared and dynamic offense, the Vikings started their Super Bowl run in January 1970 against the Chiefs and continued for 8 years until their final appearance in January 1977. It was a close-knit group who became a family as one of the top teams in the NFL for the decade.
We were molded into a great football team, but really a family. I mean, we fought for our family. We knew what our buddies could do, where they were going to be. You know, Bud wouldn't put up with mental mistakes. You know, somebody might miss a tackle, somebody might miss a pass, but mental mistakes, he wouldn't put up with it. And so we knew where everybody else on our football team was supposed to be, just like that.
In today's era of football, it will be tough to replicate the success and longevity of the vintage Minnesota Vikings, a group that consistently was one of the best in the league year after year. 11 players were part of those four Super Bowl runs, and last weekend they were honored for the rare accomplishments they were able to achieve. They may not have won the big game together, but these 11 were key pieces to bringing so much success to the Vikings organization.
You have to have great players, and it was just a great coaching staff, and we played, it was a fun game to us as well. We all play football because that's what we wish to do as a career.
I was the youngest for a long time, and you know, Bud and the crew, they didn't add too many players. They just kept the same guys together, and yeah, it was quite a group, quite an organization, excellent coaches, and the guys played hard together, and we really formed a good relationship.